Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Aiden, how much longer are you guys going to be up there? You're making me nervous.
Well, I'm coming down now. What are you so nervous about?
I just think when you're replacing something as big as your entire heating system, it makes sense to have professionals up there.
Well, no, you're missing the point here, Christine. You see, we built the game room ourselves. We put in the wiring ourselves, and we're going to put in the heating unit ourselves. Men get a great deal of satisfaction out of doing a job they're not qualified to do without the help of trained professionals.
Coach, you want to toss me up the flashlight?
You betcha.
Good toss.
Hey, good catch, Dobby-Doo. See, we're like professionals.
I still don't like this.
Well, it's very simple. All we got to do is just find the right spot for the heating unit.
How do you know when you found the right spot?
Just find an area in the attic that can support 600 pounds. It's no mystery. Jeez, Dobber!
Nuts. Thanks.
Oh, gee,
I'm sorry. Oh, I hope that doesn't stain.
Well, it might. It is stain.
All right, the attic's all cleared out. This is the last box. Hey, Doc, what a great job. Did I tell you this guy knows what he's doing or what? Man, you made a mess out of yourself.
Coach, we want to put all this stuff
down at the end of the driveway, Dobber. The garbage man will pick it up on Monday. Sorry, the garbage person will pick it up on Monday.
No, I mean, you're just going to throw all of this stuff away? Don't you want to save any of it?
Why?
For sentimental reasons. You don't know what's in these boxes. You haven't even looked through them.
I don't need to look through them. I know exactly what's in them. Crapola. Yeah. A bunch of old sweaters in here, broken travel iron, a wedding album. Yeah, it's all crapola.
Not crapola. I can't believe you don't feel more sentimental about this. These boxes are filled with memories.
I got all the memories I need in this old box right here.
Well, I'm not going to let you just throw this stuff out. If you don't want it, at least give it to the needy.
Well, why would I foist all this stuff on the needy? They got enough junk as it is.
Maybe you should have a garage sale.
Why, that's not a bad idea.
Wait a minute. You won't give this stuff away, but you'll sell it?
Why not? Anybody stupid enough to buy this junk deserves it. Man, I'll take all the money I make from it, give it to the needy, and they can buy a lot of good stuff. It's a perfect plan.
The only way it doesn't work is if the needy people take the money and go to a garage sale.
Hey, everybody. Hey, did you guys see the paper this morning? They're holding a contest to see if anybody can finally catch old Gus.
Who's old Gus?
Supposedly the biggest largemouth bass in a whole lake.
He's a monster. Paper's offering $500 to anybody can catch him.
Well, Lou, I hate to tell you this, but there is no old Gus.
You don't know that.
It's a fish story.
You're telling me the story of old Gus, a 30-inch bigmouth bass, is a fish story?
He doesn't exist.
I mean, why is it? How come people keep seeing me?
Because they drink a six-pack before they go fishing.
Well, I think he exists, and I'm going to devote my life to finding him. Or until next Saturday when the contest ends. Hey, can I borrow your chainsaw and your fishing stuff?
Yeah, take it.
Luther, wait. Are you sure you want to do this? I mean, even if old Gus does exist, wouldn't it be kind of sad to catch him?
Well, sure, if you're doing it for nothing, that's why they're offering $500.
I don't believe you guys. You're not sentimental about anything. I mean, you don't want to keep any of this stuff, and Luther, you're willing to catch some poor old fish who's fought and struggled his whole life to survive? Where's your heart?
Oh, please. Don't start with this men have no hearts thing. Men's hearts are just as big as women's.
Bigger in Olympic years.
Well, we don't let our hearts control our lives.
Well, maybe you should once in a while. Maybe the world would be a better place.
Well, and it pains me to have to say this, but I know it's not a popular theory. That is why you do not see Americans rushing to elect a woman president.
Why?
Well, because you people let your hearts control your heads. With a man in power, you never have to worry about their heads being connected to anything.
You know, you're right, Hayden.
All right, finally! One for our side. Luther, my good friend, go fishing in Godspeed. I hope there is an old Gus, and I hope you gaff him. Dobb, help me make a sign for Saturday. Memories for sale. Everything must go.
You are so obnoxious.
Yeah, but I love you. Hey.
Good turnout for the middle of winter, huh?
I should have waited until spring. I hate having all these people in my house.
Oh, why?
Because they're weird. Who wants to spend a Saturday afternoon going through somebody else's junk?
Well, Luther and Dauber have spent the last 6 days sitting around a hole in the ice trying to catch a giant fish named Gus. I think weird's relative. Excuse me. I'd like to see how this jacket looks on.
Sure. No problem.
I don't think so.
Dauber, come in, Dauber. This is Luther. Do you read me? Where's my cocoa? Over.
It's coming, Luth. Over.
Check to see if Hayden has any of those cookies with the chocolate stripes. Over.
That's a big negatory on the chocolate stripes. Over. How about some cinnamon snaps? Over.
Heavy cookie will do. Over.
What the hell are you doing, Dauber?
Hey, Coach.
When'd you guys get walkie-talkies?
They threw them in when we rented the sonar equipment.
You rented sonar equipment?
Seems silly to buy it. The contest ends today.
The Heine thing is over. And so is this conversation.
Oh, hi, Hayden. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. And the Heine thing was a secret.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh! Hey, guys! Wait a minute, I think I got him!
What?
Forget the butt clean! Get out of here! I got
him! Holy cow!
Do you think he really has him?
Hold on to him, Luth! We're coming!
Yeah, I gotta see this.
Hayden, what about the garage sale?
Oh, forget the garage sale. Just sell everything. Luther's got Gus. Here, Kelly, tell him we're on our way.
Oh. They're on their way.
Who the hell are you?
Give him up, Gus. You're mine now. Give him.
We're here.
Get the mask.
Hey, Luther, are you sure it's him?
It's gotta be. Come on, help me. Get him up. Pull it. Pull it! How did the feeling get caught? You didn't believe he exists, did you? What is that?
It's an ice bucket.
Oh, it's not an ice bucket. It's an urn.
An urn? What's an urn doing in the lake?
Oh, jeez, it's Albie's urn.
Albie the stadium guy?
Yeah, remember when he died last year? He asked me to carry out his last wishes? Well, let me say a little prayer over him and gently toss him into the lake.
Oh, jeez, I caught Albie?
This is not the way he wanted to come back.
What's that beeping?
It's the watch I gave him. He wanted to be buried with it.
Wow! It still works. I gotta give me one of those.
Come on, I don't throw it back yet.
Oh, the hell you are. Albie is one of the dearest people I know. He asked me to take care of his ashes. I'm not gonna stuff him back down some ice hole.
What are you gonna do with him?
Wait till spring and do it right.
Give me my hook so I can get back to fishing.
Guys, why don't we just give this up? Luth, you've been out here for 6 days. You haven't gotten old Gus by now. I think it's time to come in.
Not coming in. I'm not ever giving up. I've been out here 6 days and I'm not quitting now.
Well, don't bite my head off.
I'm not biting your head off.
Me and Albie are going back to the cabin.
Well, I'm going with you guys.
Go on, I don't need either one of you. This is between me and Gus. Come on, Gus. Come to the hook. I know you're in there. Bite the hook. You may be the smartest fish in the whole lake, but some people say I'm just as smart. Gus. This is heaven calling, Gus. Swim to the light. It's heaven's light. All your friends are up here waiting for you. There are no hooks in heaven, just lots of good-looking lady fish and all the worms you can eat.
Hold on. Hold on. Is that you, Gus?
Guys! Guys, I got him! I got him, guys! Oh, this is it.
Either you're gonna be in my hands, Gus, or I'm gonna be in that hole. Gus!
Is it cold out there?
I'm gonna heat up some coffee.
Oh, how'd it go with Gus?
False alarm.
So, how's it going here?
Oh, it's going a little better. I sold an ashtray, a box of old Dickies, and your bronze baby shoes.
Bronze baby shoes? What's that about those?
I did. I thought they were sweet.
Why don't you buy the lock of hair and the bag of baby teeth my mother saved?
Well, I was going to, but that guy over there beat me to it.
Who are these people?
Oh, you'll also be happy to know that I sold your old football shoes.
What football shoes?
Well, you had a pair of old black high tops in one of the boxes.
I never played in high tops.
Well, then somebody else's shoes got into your boxes because there was a pair of old black high tops with the number 19 on them.
19? Yeah. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Oh, jeez. I didn't know those were in one of the boxes. Those weren't my shoes. They belonged to Johnny Unitas.
Who?
Johnny U. Number 19 played for the Baltimore Colts, only one of the greatest quarterbacks in football history. He wore those shoes in the 1958 NFL championship game. Do you know how much those shoes are worth?
$3?
You sold my autographed pair of Johnny Unitas football shoes for $3?
Why, you told me to sell everything.
No, I told you to sell the junk. Not the priceless pieces of football history.
I begged you to go through this stuff. You said it was all crapola.
Christine, my God! When you see a handwritten number 19 on a pair of old muddy football shoes, doesn't a little bell go off? Those shoes are worth $1,000, maybe more.
Oh, my God.
Did you see who bought them? I mean, maybe I can get them back.
Oh, I don't know. He was just some guy. He was kind of tall. He had red hair.
I know the guy you're looking for. His last name is Gordon. He lives on Old Lake Road across from Foster's Bridge.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm out of here.
Oh, good luck. Oh, I'm sorry, Hayden.
Oh. I'm not giving up now, Gus. I've been out here too long and have too many cookies to quit now. This is between you and me, fish. You and me. It's me. I need the pain. I got you. Look at you. You gotta be the biggest fish in the whole state of Minnesota.
knew you existed. I knew it. God.
Okay, old warrior. This is it. Don't be afraid now. I'm going to club you. You may want to close your eyes for this. I'm going to count to three, but I'm going to hit you on two so you won't see it coming. One, two. Who am I kidding? I can't do this. Go on. Get out of here before I change my mind. Maybe someday somebody will do the same for me. What the hell does that mean?
I thought I was just buying an old pair of cleats for my kid to play with. Andy spotted the Unitas autograph later.
Oh, I'm sorry about the mix-up, Mr. Gordon.
That's not your fault. It's just this is going to be tough. Football is Andy's life. He thinks getting that old pair of football shoes is the greatest thing that ever happened to him.
Probably was. Is this his room?
Yeah. Andy, someone here to see you.
Hey there, Andy. I'm Hayden Fox. I'm coach of the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles.
Wow! You were on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, that's right. You a Screaming Eagles fan, son?
Heck yeah! I watched the Pineapple Bowl on Christmas Day. I didn't even open my presents or go to church or anything.
What a good boy.
Andy, Coach Fox is here because of the football shoes I bought you today.
They belong to Johnny Unitas.
That's right. More importantly, they belong to me.
I bought them at Coach Fox's garage sale.
I put them up here on my football shelf.
Son, the problem is, Coach Fox didn't mean to sell us the shoes.
What do you mean?
Andy, did you ever have something that was real important to you that you lost just by accident?
No. When I have something important, I take care of it.
Son, we have to give the shoes back to Coach Fox.
But why?
Because they belong to him.
See, I sold them to your dad by accident.
But they're the neatest thing I've got in my whole collection.
Hey, do you think money's neat? Because I got a $50 bill right here, and you can have it. All you got to do is give me the shoes and stop looking at me that way.
Coach, the $3 I paid for the shoes will be fine. Andy, give the coach his shoes.
Hey, Andy, come on. I know this is hard on you. How about if I give you and your dad some Minnesota State football tickets for next season, huh?
Would you like that, son?
Hey, how'd you like an official Minnesota State football to kick around, huh?
If you give me a football, I wouldn't kick it around. I'd put it on my football shelf and keep it forever.
You would, huh?
Here. I guess this belongs to you, too.
What's this?
When I was playing with the shoes, some dirt came off and I saved it.
You saved dirt?
It's Johnny Unitas' dirt.
Here, you take the shoes.
Really?
Yeah, you care about them a lot more than I do. You deserve them.
Dirt, too?
Oh, yeah, here, go to town.
Coach, are you sure about this?
Oh, yeah, just get me out of here before I change my mind.
This is awfully big of you.
Coach Fox?
Yeah?
I don't know if anybody would want me, but when I grow up, if I'm good enough to play college football, I'm going to play for Minnesota State.
That's great, Andy.
I mean, I know you'll be dead. But anyway, that's where I want to play.
Hey, Luth.
Hey, Hayden.
What are you doing back? I thought you'd still be on out there in the ice.
No, it's over.
You gave up, huh?
No, I caught him.
You caught Gus? Where is he?
I let him go.
What are you talking about?
I just couldn't do it, Hayden. I went to whop him over the head, and I just didn't have the heart. I mean, I looked into those old eyes, and I went soft. Dumb, huh?
I did something dumber.
What'd you do?
Christine sold my Johnny Unitas football shoes for $3. I went to get them. Turned out this little kid had him. He really loved him. I looked into his eyes, and I don't know, maybe I saw a little bit of myself, but...
got soft.
God, what is happening to us, Luther?
I don't know. Maybe we feel more than we want to let on.
Jeez, I hope we're not turning into women.
It could be. Well, I haven't told anybody this, but lately I don't like taking my shirt off at the beach.
Hayden, is that you?
Hi. Let's say a word of this to Christine. Yeah. I'm back!
Why don't you say anything to Christine?
Oh, because she... No, then I've gone soft, and she'll tell me how far I've come, how much I've grown. I don't need to hear that today.
Well, I didn't hear you come in. Did you get the shoes back?
Nah. Yeah, it turned out the guy was no help. He gave him to a stupid kid, and I didn't want to make a federal case out of it, so let it go.
Oh, Hayden, I'm sorry.
Eh, it's no big deal. Just a pair of muddy old football shoes. So I lost them, huh? So what?
Hayden, why are you putting up this front? It's okay to feel bad.
But I don't. I told you, I don't let my heart control my head.
So you're still saying you don't feel sentimental about anything?
Well, I didn't say that. I don't feel sentimental about old junk and some musty boxes, but I still feel sentimental about people. I care about you. I care about Kelly. I care about Luther. I care about Albie. Where the hell's Albie?
Albie?
Yeah, set him right here on the TV.
Hayden, there was nothing on the TV but an old ice bucket, and I sold that.